Economists say almost a third of workers made redundant by the closure of tyre manufacturer Bridgestone's Adelaide factory will probably not find alternative jobs. The Japanese tyre giant has announced that it'll close its Australian and New Zealand factories. 600 people will lose their jobs in Adelaide, 275 in Christchurch. Bridgestone says its factories are no longer competitive. Nance Haxton reports from Adelaide.
Workers at Bridgestone's Salisbury factory in Adelaide are still in shock after the sudden announcement that 600 jobs will go by April next year.
Where to now? It's a pretty hard sort of economic climate to get a job, isn't it?
Whoever's got a job out there, don't bother looking for another one, keep it. You're safer that way.
South Australia's Premier Mike Rann says the state government was given no notice of the announcement.
Well, it's an incredible disappointment. I mean, this decision is a body blow to loyal workers locally at the Salisbury plant. I mean, the key thing is, in terms of the decisions made in Japan, I mean, this is our experience with Mitsubishi as well. We have these surprise announcements, and what we have to do is to go in and try to help the workers. I want to give loyalty to those workers who've been loyal to Bridgestone over many years.
Opposition industry spokesman Martin Hamilton-Smith says they will support the government in any initiative to keep those workers employed in South Australia.
The Liberal opposition will offer its bipartisan support to whatever effort can be mounted to keep those skilled workers here. They need our help.
You say that those 600 people need to be employed elsewhere. Where can they go?
Now, whether defence can absorb them, whether mining can absorb them, whether other manufacturing enterprises can absorb them, let's see. These are 600 highly skilled people who must be retained here.
Economists are concerned about the impact of 600 job losses on the state's economy. Executive Director of the Australian Institute for Social Research, Associate Professor John Speer, says it will be particularly difficult for laid-off workers to find alternative jobs.
We know from the past that around about one-third of manufacturing workers that lose their jobs during downturns go on to be long-term unemployed. So we need to be aware of that history and put in place some measures to try and prevent that.
What sort of impact will the loss of 600 jobs mean for the South Australian economy on top of the job losses that we've had in recent years with Mitsubishi?
Yeah, well, the Mitsubishi closure occurred at a time when we were experiencing relatively strong growth in the economy. Jobs were much more plentiful than they are at the moment. The problem with this particular announcement is that it occurs during a period when unemployment is rising and underemployment is very high.
So is this going to be particularly difficult for the South Australian government to deal with?
Look, I think the key here is that the state government and the federal government come together like they did around the Mitsubishi announcement and put in place a really substantial package to support the workers.
Associate Professor John Speer ending that report from Nance Haxton in Adelaide.